Hey everyone, today's topic's gonna be a little bit different. It's don't be conservative.
I'm not talking conservative in the way of political left or right wing. What I mean by conservative is something that has changed in today's society or world that I think some people low-key hate about technology is the process of so many things have sped up. Whether it be companies have no longer been relevant, so now all of a sudden you're seeing these big box stores go under. You're seeing people work from home. And maybe people are leery about investing in companies. So if you're going to do anything, you just can't get your feet wet or just your toes. You have to really research, get all in, hustle your ass off, and make it happen. Because all of a sudden you're going to turn around and boom, that company is completely launched, the stock price is completely skyrocketed, and what you thought was going to be a fad is no longer a fad. So the approach of being a little bit more conservative with things, you know, maybe we'll give it time, maybe it won't blow up. The internet has completely changed the way someone's message can get out there. A company can change, can snowball, and go from being in someone's backyard or garage to next thing you know, being a storefront and publicly traded company. So you can't always be conservative with your approach. Sometimes you have to go all in with your research or hustle or whatever it may be. This technology has sped up the process of so many things. Whether a company is being sold, an idea, an app. So in order to stay relevant or don't feel like you're lost in the mix, sometimes you just got to go all in, be aware of it, and just hustle your ass off and make it happen. It's something even myself personally that there's so many things that are changing so quickly now that some companies have basically been lost, thought they were maybe too big, and it would never impact them. And now we're seeing these stores, as these liquidation sales. So don't be conservative. Don't be afraid to go all in. Some of these crazy ideas are over time and patience are turning into million-dollar ideas. Well, thanks for listening, and if it helps you, I always appreciate a shout-out and keep on hustling.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.